Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we just thank you for the assembly here, Lord. We thank you for the attentive hearts, Lord, that we have here. Father, I just pray that all that's said and done, Lord, would be edifying to this, to your church, Lord. And just thank you so much for the opportunity. In Christ's name, amen. Please turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. All right, let me read here. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Now, that's a question that Jesus could ask today. He could ask that same question today, and the answers that his disciples about to give are answers that we would give today concerning the way the world thinks about who Jesus is. And so when Jesus asked them, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? In verse 14, and they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And then he said unto them being his disciples, same question he would ask us today, his disciples, born again Christians. And our answer would be the same as pretty much as what Simon Peter is about to answer. And he saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am? Who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter, who you gotta love Simon Peter, he answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." If Jesus were to ask that question today, if we ask that question today among the world, the answers that we would get would pretty much be similar to what, again, the disciples said here. When I first became a Christian, one of the things that dwelt on my mind was the different things that people said about Jesus and who he were and who he was. You had Jesus right here, surrounded by the world, a lot of things who they say that Jesus are. You have JWs, Jehovah's Witnesses. One of the things they believe about Jesus Christ was that, you know, he was the Son of God. And when they say Son of God, they meant it literally, that he was the Son, that he was a Son of God. We understand and know that the title Son of God is a title of Jesus. Here you have Muslims. They believe Jesus was a good man, but he was a prophet, nothing more. You've got Jews over here. Jesus was a good teacher. He was a Jewish teacher. He's a good Jewish teacher. You got Mormons. They too believe that Jesus was a Son of God. He was a Son of God, and that he was the literal Son of God, and that God the Father is an immortal man. That's what more Buddhists, they believe they have great respect for Jesus as a spiritual leader. But let's look at what the Bible says. Amen. About who Jesus is. Amen. Let's turn to John chapter 1. Very, very famous verse. Everybody knows about John chapter 1. Because a lot of times you talk to people and you ask them about Jesus and then you try to show them what the Bible says about Jesus, but it's like they don't get it. They look for verses where Jesus clearly says, "Well, I'm God. You know, I'm God." Jesus says he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that in the Bible. Right. Well, if you look at scripture and you show them these things in the Bible, they're going to be ignorant about it. There's a lot of ignorance concerning that because we understand that they're blinded by the God of this world, right, with Satan. In the Bible, in John 1:1, clearly, says this here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the Word was, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Who's that Word that they're talking about? We go over to verse 14 in the same chapter, where it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. How clear is that? I mean, is that stating clear enough that Jesus was God? Who is the Word in verse 1? We find out in verse 14. We all know that Jesus was born of a virgin. He became flesh and he dwelt among us. He walked among men. If we go, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14. It says here, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Clearly, a clear reference to who Jesus is, a clear reference to the power of Jesus, and one day we will all understand that. Men, the unsaved world, they'll know, they'll understand who Jesus is. Another verse that we could go to would be Philippians. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, we're going to go to verse 5, starting verse 5. This verse right here has always fascinated me right here, these verses right here. It says here, let this mind be in you, that the mind, Andrew talked about it earlier, how we have to renew our mind, change our mind, and know exactly what we need to know concerning the Bible. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God, but made himself of no reputation. Andrew mentioned this word earlier, morphe. It means an outward display of an inward reality. Jesus and God are of the same essence, But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We can't get any clearer than that on who Jesus is and how he came to this earth and what he did concerning coming to this earth for us. Now, who does Jesus say he is? In the Bible, let's go to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, and we're going to go to verse 30. John chapter 10, 30. So here, again, Jesus lets people clearly know who he is. Clearly. In verse 30, he says here, I and my Father are one, meaning of the same essence. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do ye stone me? Then the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. They found Jesus guilty of blasphemy. They understood that Jesus was saying that he was God. They understood that he put himself on the same level, same tier, same par as God. So they knew clearly. You were to take someone to this verse, a Jehovah Witness or a Muslim or whatever, to, well, it really doesn't mean that. He was just, you know, they look at blasphemy as the same as blasphemy law as against Muhammad and this and that. But the Jews, they knew the scriptures. They understood when Jesus was talking what he was talking about. That's why they found him guilty and they looked to kill him. They wanted to stone him. Another verse that we can go to would be Matthew 26. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 63. These are things that as Christians we need to be sure of. We need to have no doubt. We need to be able to stand strong in the face of adversity when we have the world coming at us trying to dissuade us and turn us from who Jesus is and try to put Jesus on a level that they're comfortable with. Let's see here, Matthew 26, 63. Let's see. All right. But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Again, the world, they're looking for Jesus to clearly state, hey, say that you're God. Can, you know, show us some miracles. Jesus could have took them to the sun, and they stood on the sun, and they still wouldn't have believed who he was. Right. They were looking for signs. They wanted Jesus to perform these vast miracles to prove who he was. And Jesus said unto them, thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming into the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he hath spoken blasphemy. Again, they understood clearly what Jesus meant and what he was talking about and who he was saying he was. These people, they knew the scriptures. They understood clearly that Jesus was referring to himself as God, as God. They understood that clearly. And that's why there's no doubt right here. Let me go back to verse 6 to 65. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard this blasphemy. And what think ye? They answered and said, he is guilty of death. There is no doubt that the Sanhedrin that took him, they took him to claiming that he was the Messiah. There's no doubt in that. Again, you could show that to the world, show that to people that, you know, and they'll still, well, that's not enough. That's not enough. Luke, and let's turn to Luke. Here's another verse that I want to go to to pretty much express how Jesus clearly stated who he was and clearly stated that. In Luke chapter 5, let's look here. All right. Luke chapter 5, verse 20. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven. Thy sins are forgiven. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts, whether it is easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he took up, he rose. All right. So clearly, Jesus had the power to forgive sins. Clearly, he had the power to forgive sin. Here, I want to give you another powerful reaction right here to the claim of deity. to Jesus' claim of deity. I want us to turn to John chapter 18. Chapter 18, let's go to where we are here. Verse 4. All right. This right here happened. This was during the betrayal of Jesus. This when he was arrested. The guards came, they were looking for him. They came looking for him. And in verse 4, it says here, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him. We see Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with him. And as soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Now, That right there alone, that action right there alone is pretty much a statement of what Jesus said to them was shocking. It was something that was so shocking. These men understood the Old Testament. They understood exactly what Jesus said when he said, I am he. The word that he used that they understood was the term the ego a me. That harkens back to the Old Testament when Jesus met with Moses. Moses asked him who he was, and God said, tell them that I am. Jesus used the same reference. And the guards, they understood that clearly. Matter of fact, that word, when they fell to the ground, they literally collapsed. They collapsed at what he said. And they understood that Jesus was referring to himself as God. And Jesus, in verse 8, it says, and Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let them go their way. But Jesus said, I'm clearly telling you who I am. I am that I am. Again, Jesus making himself equal to God. We as Christians, those who have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, we know who Jesus is. We know that Jesus is the Christ. We believe in his word, just as Martha did in John chapter, just as Martha did. If we go to John chapter 11, this right here should be the response to all Christians as we hear God's word. John chapter 11, verse 27. Verse 25. Jesus says this to Martha. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? We as Christians, listen to what Martha's response is to Jesus, to the words of Jesus. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. She pretty much echoes the same thing that Peter said when Peter said, thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ. And that's something that as Christians we need to acknowledge to the world also. We need to acknowledge that to the world. As Christians in today's climate, we are beaten about spiritually, and in some countries, literally, and even to the point of death. But as Paul exhorts Timothy in 2 Timothy, let's go there. Let's go to 2 Timothy. All right, 2 Timothy, where are we? 1. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 1. As Christians, again, we need to know this, and we need to know this. In verse 12, it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed in, who I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." We need to know completely who Jesus is. We need to know completely who he is, not be ashamed to share the gospel, not be ashamed to tell people who Jesus Christ is, know how to correct them, know how to take them to the Bible and show them what the Bible says concerning who Jesus Christ is. That in and of itself is just a great thing that Christians need to have on their minds. In John, where Jesus is talking to the woman at the well, he says to her, "Just as the world ye worship and ye know not what." It's the world today. They worship all kinds of things, worship everything, but they don't know what they worship. And he told her, "We know what we worship. We know completely what we worship. Amen. We know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. We know that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords. Amen. We know that one day he will return in glory.
Amen.
And we know that one day, one time, we'll spend all eternity with him. Mm-hmm. And right. We need to be there. We need to get the word out. We need to share the gospel. Amen. And we need to be steadfast and strong in what we know. And there can be no compromise. No compromise whatsoever. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity to share his word. And thank you for being attentive. Thank you for being attentive. And may God bless.
Amen.